Pacific Island Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. My name is Bacardi. If you're having a
yes, good afternoon. How you doing, Bacardi?
Hi.
How you doing? I have just a question for you, Mol. I already had my vaccination, by the two doses over here in Selma, Alabama, where I work. My question to you is, I have a relative, actually it's my aunt, sister of my mom. She's planning to fly from Peru to Alabama. My question to you, she has she's flying with a Peruvian passport. My question to you is, that she can have a vaccination done over here in this state?
You would have to contact your county health department directly to see if that would be allowed.
And she said she heard in the U.S. Embassy in Peru that it's possible, so she's making a big investment. You know, they're buying a trip ticket for the old lady. So my question to you is do you know, do you hear where I can go, where I can call?
Your county health department.
In Selma, where that will be? I'm looking in the...
What is your county, sir?
Oh, I'm not sure what is the county. I work here, but I'm a resident of the state of Mississippi. Hello?
Dallas? Did you try Dallas County?
Dallas, yeah, might be. So I had to call the Dallas County?
Dallas County Health Department, yes.
Okay, and you might have, are your fingertips the phone number? Can you help me out?
I don't.
The Dallas County Health Department, that's, I had to call?
Yes.
Okay, so you... you don't know anything about foreign people coming with passport and getting vaccinated in the U.S.?
It depends on the county. That's why you have to contact your county's health department.
Okay. That's fair. Well, thank you very much.
No problem. And thank you for calling the COVID vaccine registration line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.